everyone be quiet. Next talk is up.
Cool. Is this good? Do I sound good? Awesome. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this talk. My name is Nadia. I'm a senior software engineer at Grafana Labs, and my goal for today is to convince you to run your CD printer in Kubernetes. If I haven't managed to do that, at least I hope I can show you how to run your CD printer on Kubernetes. So this is like a very, very quick talk. I have very few time. So let's start maybe getting something to print, and then we can see if that works. Okay. Hopefully it is moving, so hopefully it won't set itself on fire. Okay, let's start. Again, who I am, not interesting. What are we going to talk today? So I'm going to try to explain you why I think you should do this. Why did I do this? This is like, again, the main focus that I'm here to convince you. Then maybe how, if you are still interested after that. And then I'd like to talk briefly about the future of this, if there is even one. Okay, so again, why should I do this? Or why should you do this? So do you know what this is? Raise your hand, hands up. Okay. You are thinking, this is a Raspberry Pi. I mean, you are not wrong, but this is not my point. This is a pet. This is bath. Pets are bath. Well, maybe, I mean, robot pets are bath. Well, maybe. I know quite a few, and they are quite nice. So maybe I guess my point is that the Raspberry Pi is bath, after all. So if I haven't convinced you by this terminally online joke, I have a very nice table to show you. But the point I want to convey is that your 3D printer, it can be a snowflake, if you like, but it doesn't have to be a snowflake. So this is the table I want to show you. If you are corporate-minded, this will for sure change your mind. So what do you get from running your 3D printer in Kubernetes versus in that Raspberry Pi that you have had in a drawer for 3 years? Okay. If you want to run your 3D printer if you're running a modern 3D printer, you may actually need quite a lot of stuff, right? You probably want an HTTP server to connect to the printer. So who is going to be doing that HTTP serving? If you use Kubernetes, that's your ingress controller. You know that. It works fantastically. It integrates, it does TLS for you. It integrates with Let's Encrypt. It integrates with DNS, if you are fancy. Without buying a drawer, that's, you know, some server in there that you probably didn't install because you flashed this from somewhere, and that's a config file written by somebody in a forum that you copied because you wanted some feature. So it's not very maintainable. What about the OS? So if you run your 3D printer on Kubernetes, you get the same OS that you have for anything else. You know how to update that, you know how to maintain that, you know how to troubleshoot that. In the Raspberry Pi, you probably have some sort of Debian in there with very special snowflake settings that if you break, you're going to have a tough time getting those back up. Okay, backups. Not super interesting for 3D printers because, as we're going to talk, the important thing, which is the config file, is going to be somewhere else. But if you wanted to backup your G-code files for, I don't know, whatever reason, you hopefully have a backup controller that will take care for you. With that, with a Raspberry Pi, you probably took an image of that SD card like 2 years ago or something, and I don't know how the setup has diverged from that image. Versioning. I think this is like the biggest selling point. If I haven't convinced you by now, this will certainly convince you. 3D printer configs are finicky. You try a lot of stuff, you know, increase this parameter, enable this experimental feature, do whatever. That is tricky and error prone. So if you run this on Kubernetes and you have a same Kubernetes setup with GitOps and whatnot, your 3D printer configuration is in Kubernetes. That means that you get it Git versions for free, and you don't have to do anything weird. You don't have to set up ad hoc, as opposed to, you know, files that you copy over and over, adding more and more suffixes to it. Rollout, automatic, no SCP, no nothing. Kubernetes take care. Upgrades, my big other selling point. You upgrade the 3D printer software that you're using. Octoprint, Clipper, this will be about Clipper. Something breaks, oh no, what do I do? You pray, if you're using a Raspberry Pi, you pray your reimage and probably lose whatever configs that you have done. With Kubernetes, you have it in there. You just roll back to the previous container version. So that's kind of nice. Okay, who has a 3D printer? I probably should have asked with the stack. Okay, then you know how this works. You get a model, you slice the model, and you get something that looks like on your left. That is called G-code. That tells the printer move here, then here, and extrude this amount of plastic along the way. Something in your printer will translate that to like pulses, electricity pulses, up and down, that will drive the steppers. And turns out that is pretty hard to do. There is a lot of things that you can do between left and right to make your printer print better. So at some point, some very clever people figure out, okay, what if we don't do this inside the printer? Because that's like quite a lot of number crunching and those things is like underpowered. What if we put a computer in the middle? What if we have all this translation done by a computer? And at this point, it's like, okay, we got it. This is a container. Let's put it inside a container. So how does this setup work? So we'll have our Kubernetes cluster. We have this on the top, if you have a 3D printer, you probably want a webcam. So we have a very nice application that's called Go 2RTC for that. So let's put that on Kubernetes. We have, we probably want a fancy UI for your printer. That's what you saw at the beginning. I'm using Mainsail. There are others. That doesn't matter. That's just like a completely static web application, obviously a container. Then you got your 3D printer, this server we put in the middle. That's called, for what I like to use, is Clipper, and especially the host part is for Clippy. And there is an add-on for Clippy that is called Moonraker. I don't know what it's called like that, but it's like puts a REST API on top of Clipper. And that's like probably another container. We can containerize that. We need to give that USB access to the printer, but okay, that's somewhat easy, right? And then the G-code files that we want to preserve for historic reasons or for whatnot, that can go into a volume. That's easy. Kubernetes does that for you. And the printer config in Clipper, that's called the printer.cfg file. That is going to be obviously in a config map. That way it is versioned and we can track it from Git and whatnot. So how can you try it? If I have hopefully convinced you, I have created this thing. It's called Cube Clipper. It's just a Helm chart. It's nothing fancy. And it is powered by the images created by this fella named Marcus, who created most of the images I'm using, that is in that on that second repo. So before we jump to see if the printer has caught fire or not, this is cool. I've been running this for 3 years. Like at this point, it has worked extremely well for me. We can show some manifests and some configs and whatnot. But I would like to pitch you an idea, maybe, if you are interested. I think it would be nice to take this to the next level. I think it would be cool if we move from the hand chart thingy and we make this an operator. I think it would be cool to have a custom resource that is a printer, and we can have status in it, like, is the thing printing? Is it not printing? Is this idling? Is this heating? Like, whatnot. I think that would be quite cool, because, for example, we could use that to seamlessly upgrade the printer. If you try to do that while the printer is printing, it's not going to end up great for you. The printer will be fine. Your print will not. So it could be nice to provision some observability as well, maybe toss some Grafana dashboards, maybe some Prometheus scripts, configs, or whatnot. And I don't know, if this kind of works and people feel very, very bold about it, maybe we can make the thing flash the printer. I think that would be nice. And it will be extra nice, and I'm dreaming at this point, but we will move the slicer to a server and have it a web UI. I think that would be amazing, but I'm probably dreaming of this. So I don't think I have more slides. This is my mail address. If you want to chat about this, if you are interested in, I don't know, try to join me and make this a reality, please get in touch. The email address is also on my website. And that's all. Thank you. I think we have like 40 seconds for questions.
Yeah, no, if you have any questions, you can take them outside. Let's go.
Okay. Thank you very much again.